When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love.
As Marquette in the TBT, the basketball tournament. They play on Sunday at 9 o'clock. I think 9 o'clock our time, but I saw the list. Travis Diener is on the team. I thought he'd retired. I thought the last time I talked to him, he told me he retired, and I wanted him to say he'd retired on the show, but he wouldn't do it. But maybe my memory is bad. Joining us now is the same as he was when he played for Marquette, the teenage assassin, Travis Diener.
How are you guys doing?
Living the dream.
Trav, what's up?
All right, so didn't we have a conversation at some point, like you thought you were going to retire, but you didn't want to say you were going to retire on the show because I wanted you to announce it on the show? Or do you even remember any conversations you have with me other than saying, Homer, you just make stuff up. I can't believe what you said on your show. Anyway, all right, so take it away.
No, I've never retired. I've never officially retired. I don't know if I ever will. That's just you talking. You know, I'm just
that's good.
Taking it one day at a time.
You've never officially retired. You're 40 years old.
I am. I'm an old man.
Not yet.
No, I mean, I to be honest, I've felt relatively pretty well. So I've never really closed the door on anything. You know, when 2 years ago I was playing and COVID kind of shut everything down and I had to come back from Italy. You know, even this year I received a few offers from teams in Italy to go back and play. And, you know, the timing just wasn't right. So I've never officially retired. And the TBT, I mean, you can still, I think technically you can still play in that while being retired. Not really a contract. It's a more of a summer exhibition, I would call it, with a chance to win a lot of money.
Now,
You said you're feeling pretty good. I got a question before we actually move forward. Then what the hell were you guys doing and you let Wisconsin beat you in the shooting thing at Summerfest?
Yeah!
We had to hear Ben Brust to run his mouth, man.
Well, two things first. We each won a competition. You know, Wisconsin had the luxury of having a much broader alumni base, so they raised more money, so they got extra bonus points. And second, which is even more important, they did beat us in that. I played Ben Brust a couple nights later in a closed gyms league game, and I beat him, so I got bragging rights in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what is? Right, what do you I'll mean? I beat him. What does that mean? I beat
my
him.
My team beat his team.
Oh. So there was in this competition, there was a benefit of how much money you raised is the
well, you got bonus points. Whatever school raised the most money got bonus points. And Wisconsin, as the great alum that they have, raised a lot of money. And so they got bonus points in the shooting competition.
Oh, I didn't know that was a part of it.
I knew it was some kind of gimmick.
We should have shot better. It wasn't, it was really hard down there to shoot. I mean, the wind, it was brutal.
Oh yeah, I saw the wind blocking a couple of shots. Basically,
I mean it was.
It was ugly.
I wish we could have put on a better exhibition for all the people that showed up. But it was awful.
The other thing I want to ask you about was prior to that turn competition, Ben Brust and I got into it in the studio because I was saying that we were going to beat him. There was a little trash talking going on. He got a little excited and he started getting a little bit bigger than his britches, and he said he could beat me. So he was trying to challenge me to one on one. Now I'm too old to play. I'm a little too my back's too bad.
Does he mean current?
No, one on one. He said,
like right now or
right now? Yeah.
Yes, right now, one on one. And I said, dude, if I could, if my back could hold up, I would destroy you because Ben. You were not a one-on-one player in your career, ever. You didn't drive by anybody. You didn't beat anybody off the dribble. What are you talking about? So what I wanted to ask you was, in this league, is Ben taking people off the dribble? Like doing something that he's never done?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, he's ultra-aggressive. He doesn't see a shot he doesn't like. But, yeah, he is. he course. Is, but I mean,
okay, okay. Never yeah. seen that before from him. He's just a chucker from the outside.
That Wisconsin system, you know, they kind of just, you know, catch and shoot and let it fly.
Right.
I want to apologize now, Teenage Assassin, because if I would have known that extra donated money would have gotten you more shots, I would have gone to... I wouldn't have personally, but I'd have gone to the rich people I know, like Tony Smith, and said, Tony, come on.
We should have just won.
All right.
No, listen to this, Trav. This tells you about Homer right here. So he wouldn't have donated you guys money, but he did donate to one of our listeners $200 so he could play in a poker tournament.
Yeah, World
so
Series
Homer
of Poker.
So Homer would get a return.
Yeah.
Only because Homer would get a return from it. That's why he
Homer's always finagling for something.
Yes. Correct. Come on, probably Homer. So.
No, it's categorized as Homer needs that sweet, sweet action on this show. So just, he's got anything that he get action on. He's in.
Homer needs that sweet, sweet action.
Well, I bought some sweet, sweet action on the Marquette team and the TBT. Now, the difference last year was I thought it was an Achilles or something, but DJO was hurt. He's healthy now. It's pretty much the same team. So give us the preview of this year's squad. And so you're not officially retired because you're never going to officially retire. Are you going to play, or what's your status after you give us a preview of the team, which seems like the same team as last year?
Yeah, my status is up in the air. It's day by day. I'm nursing some things, but our team, it's like the same team we've had in the past. And we had from last year, we had DJO back, who, you know, 2 years ago when we won it was MVP of the tournament. So, you know, it's a huge addition, but other than that, you know, we have pretty much the same team. So, you know, teams have gotten better. I feel like we, you know, our strengths are our continuity, our togetherness. You know, we play together, you know, a number of years with pretty much the same core. But we have a tough draw. You know, first game's against a team from Ohio. We're in Dayton, so the first team's against an all-Ohio team. Second game could potentially be against the Dayton alumni team, which I'm sure a lot of people, you know, if you know about Dayton, you know, college basketball, you know, it's the home of the First Four. They have tremendous support for their program. So, you know, right off the bat, that'd be a really tough, you know, and challenging second game. So it's not going to be easy. It never is. Fortunately, we've had a lot of success in this tournament, but to actually win the thing, a lot of things have to fall into place.
Diamond Stone on the team last year?
He was initially not last year. Initially, he was supposed to be on our team this year, and then I think he got a job last minute in Venezuela, so he's not going to be with us. Yeah,
I see.
You know,
with this tournament,
it's what kind of happens. It's hit or miss with guys committing, and then you know certain things open up, and you have to do it because. You know, there's no guarantee that, you know, there's absolutely no guarantee we're going to win any money.
Right.
So it's a commitment.
Correct.
And, you know, he has to do what he has to do, and as do other players.
So, I mean, obviously that's going to make you guys a little bit smaller. And you guys have been small before.
Right.
Have you been trying to find size because you find that a little bit of a challenge? Or what's the style of play like?
Absolutely. I mean, you hit it right in the head. You know, it's kind of what cost us last year when we lost in the fourth quarter against Syracuse. You know, we couldn't get stops, we couldn't get rebounds, we couldn't finish possessions, and you know, right. It's because we play small. I mean, our you know, Jameel at the five is a great weapon for us because he can space the floor, and unfortunately last year we just didn't make enough shots to negate that, you know, that size difference. So, you know, we've reached out to numerous people. Unfortunately, you know, we thought we had Diamond, and that didn't work out. And, so we're going small again, and, you know, it possesses problems. But, you know, Jameel at the five, Elgin at the four is a tough cover for other teams as well. So we try to play our own style of basketball and try to win that way.
Talking with Travis Dean of the Teenage Assassin, you made reference to things. I'm assuming that's maybe some injuries. Well, you need to talk to Dr. Tony Smith. Nobody's a better expert at how to handle injuries than he is. So what do you got? What does Dr. Smith need to help you with?
Well, I wouldn't call it an injury. It's just, you know, the older you get, as Tony knows, and you try to play basketball and you try to play pickup, and you think you're kind of invincible, and you go a little too hard, and you just, you know, tweak a muscle, pull a muscle here and there, and it just takes a lot longer to recover. So I'm just nursing a calf here that just doesn't really want to cooperate right now.
Dr. Smith, what do you have to say?
The calf is bad. Trap. Oh, no.
It's all stubbornness. I knew it was going to happen. The competitiveness in me just takes it too far, too quick, and, you know, it just happens, especially at 40 now.
When did it happen?
Anymore. This happened on Sunday.
Oh, you just heard it. All right,
yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I know. What's the game schedule?
Sunday.
It's like six games in 9 days. It's not ideal, Tony.
Oh yeah, you're that's going to be.
So that's why I didn't answer the first couple calls from you guys. I was getting some treatment, just seeing how it's going. But you know, if our guys are counting on me to bring us home, we're in trouble. So we got a great team. We got guys that know how to play.
Trav, I got the answer for you. Listen, here's what you got to do. First of all, get your treatment as much as possible, three times a day if you can, right? But what you got to do is going to be most important. You got to save all of your live minutes for the game, unfortunately. You can't be any live minutes in practice. You got it. All you can do in practice is shoot.
Just shoot and then get on
the bike. You don't want any weight on that thing. Get on the bike to do your cardio. So, but go hard on the bike so you got a little wind. But just shoot. Stay on the bike for your cardio and get as much treatment as possible daily. You save your minutes for the game.
There's not going to be many minutes. I know what I'm here for.
What are you here for?
You're there to hit the big shot.
I'm here to hit one shot, hopefully.
Well, now I want to make sure that's accurate because it was the $1.2 million shot. Is that right?
Yes.
Because I called it the $1 million shot, and that's not accurate. It was actually $1.2 million.
It was 2 years ago. I don't know what it is this year. I mean, they're saying $1 million. We'll see.
But yours was $1.2 million.
$1.2 million.
So you guys are number two in the little bracket that you're in. You got the Fredette brothers up there in number one.
Talent seems to be getting better overall. Yeah, I mean, we've had our history is we've had a lot of success. They have a lot of talent, but I mean, if you watch this tournament, the seeds don't mean. I mean, it's every game is pretty much a battle, and you know, when you're playing for that kind of money, it's and you got a lot of. I think what they said is there's like over 70 former NBA players, so it's high level and it's highly intense and it's fun basketball.
I have attempted for years to convince DJO to be the greatest ambidextrous shooter ever, and he's taken no interest. Another one that don't appreciate my greatness in terms of my insight.
Well, if you shoot 40% from three with one hand, why would you try to do anything else?
Because there's never been such a shooter. I believe that he could
shoot. He would end up going to like 30% with both hands.
No, he can shoot. He can shoot 40% right-handed.
This is sports talk radio.
All right, have you ever seen him shoot right-handed on a regular basis? Yes or
here's
no?
Here's a hot take.
No, answer the question. Have you ever seen him?
I haven't because he knows he wouldn't be very good at it.
You ask him. I think he could shoot. I think with a little practice, yes, he could shoot.
A little practice, it would take years of practice.
I don't think so.
Where is he shooting this 40% at with the right hand? Back when he was a student,
we did a show, and the entire interview of 3-4 minutes, he took every shot right-handed instead of left-handed, and it was sweet.
Yeah, well, I mean, was he making like 6-foot shots with his right hand?
No, they were at least 15 footers, all of them.
During an interview. Thank you.
I understand.
Tony, talk to your partner here.
I deal with this every day, dude. You talk to him.
I will accept whatever he tells you, but I'm just telling you,
I'm assuming it was a half an hour.
I'll yeah, and you tell him that I said he could have been. He could have been the most famous ambidextrous shooter ever. He could have been Shohei Ohtani of basketball. Have you ever
Homer, everybody's an ambidextrous shooter. Everybody shoots with their left hand at some point.
No, not. I'm talking jump shots.
Just because it's a layup.
No, I'm talking jump shots. 15-footers and threes. Nobody has. Never been a player ever.
And they're never. And there's not going to be.
All right. You talk to him about it.
Hey, Trav, why don't you bounce the ball off your head and shoot it?
They're not very good with either hand.
What? I didn't hear what you said.
Homer, your takes are ridiculous.
If they're shooting with both hands, they're not going to be very good at either.
See, that would tell you. That's your belief. That would tell you how amazing it would be if you did. Will you talk it over with him, and then we'll get an update from you, and I hope your calf is better and you listen to Dr. Smith. So
I'll listen to Tony. Now, you, on the other hand, I will not listen to.
That's fine, yes.
Hey, smart guy.
How many kids do you have now? 10? The man who's trying to become literally the father of our country. How many kids do you have now?
I got four.
Four?
And that is it. Yeah.
That is it. All right.
He's close. Four. You need one more to get a full team, right. Trav. Let's go.
Thanks, Travis. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you.
That's how much I like him. He doesn't even agree with the brilliance of the first ever ambidextrous shooter.
He's a little smarter than that.
Next.
That's a terrible take.